Operating budget notification name Billy Holly, B I L L Y, Billy Holly, H O L L E Y, date of birth 4/6/1931, date of visit 1/17/2013. HPI presence for evaluation for newly diagnosed rectal cancer. Period. Patient was apparently in normal health for about 3 months ago. He started having abdominal discomfort and subsequently was evaluated by Dr. Kara and found to have a large sigmoid colon and rectal mass on a CT scan and on exam. And he then underwent colonoscopy with biopsies. And also had a PET scan and presents to clinic today for further management. Next paragraph, at the time of interview and examination, he describes intermittent abdominal discomfort and loose stools and intermittent constipation, denies any history of dirty stool, no nausea, vomiting, denies any weight loss, appetite changes. No cough or sputum production, or no urinary complaints at the current time. Assessment and plan, elderly gentleman with newly diagnosed rectal cancer. I have reviewed the records sent from Dr. Kara's office. He had colonoscopy and biopsies done. And 12/20/2012, but however, the biopsy did not prove to be invasive cancer. He had villous adenoma. But I discussed with Dr. Kara, patient had significant big mass in his sigmoid colon and rectal area close to the anal verge, and it was very friable and bloody, according to Dr. Kara's operative findings and after discussion with him. He also had a PET scan done on 1/11/2013. I have reviewed the reports. He had a large hypometabolic rectal mass involving the distal sigmoid colon also, and the SUV is 13, and he also has small nodules on the lung with a mild SUV uptake of 4 and 1.8. And he had a CEA done on January 4th, and it shows elevated CEA at 16. His CBC was within normal limits and electrolytes were within normal range. Next paragraph, I had extensive discussion with patient and his son and explained that though the pathology is negative, given the operative findings and the PET scan positivity and the friability of the tumor and the hemorrhagic nature of the tumor, I suspect it is rectal cancer. And I explained to them the multimodality approach of the treatment, given his mass close to the anal verge, and as he's not having any obstructive symptoms at the current time, I would recommend concurrent chemo radiation therapy. And after the radiation, if he has significant improvement in the tumor burden, then he can proceed with surgical option and consider adjuvant therapy after that. As per lung nodules at the current time, the SUV uptake is very small and the tumor burden is not high, so I would monitor them. I had extensive discussion with the patient and they understand the rationale for proceeding with the treatment at the current time, though the pathology was negative, and they are agreeable to the plan, and they understand the risks I explained the side effects of the chemotherapy, including but not limited to diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and hand-foot syndrome, and advised them to avoid sun exposure. Patient will come back and see me in 10 days after the port placement for infusional 5-FU. Next paragraph, thank you, Dr. Kara, for consulting me and allowing me to be part of the patient care. I'll keep you updated on his course. End of dictation on Billy Holly.